This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right, it is not. It is a receiver of joy. Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet, which is where you will come in June of 2021, June 3rd to 6th. You want to be there. And the other thing you want to do is make sure you never miss any Mile High Tick. So you hit subscribe, whether you are listening to this on YouTube or Stitcher or on iTunes or wherever it is, so you're always tuned in to Mile High Tech, and we see you in June of 2021. I am super thrilled to right now host on the podcast one of my favorite people in chiropractic. I've been a huge fan since I met him at Total Solutions many years ago. Dave Major, I almost said Dr. Dave Major, he should be a doctor. Dave
DC, Major, remember HBC, they've given me the honorary
DC. He's internationally accomplished author, speaker, motivator. Over the past, I don't know how many years he's been in chiropractic. He's been on the Discovery Channel. He's Health is Journey book and booklet has been amazing. He's helped us in our office for over a decade yearly. And I am so glad that you get to connect with Dave Major Moore. Thank you for joining us, Dave.
You got me, you stinker. You know me, I cry more than anybody. Thank you. Back to you. I got to get this right. Back to you. Blessings to Daniel. Dr. Daniel knows. He's as much as an inspiration to me as I am to him. So thank you very much. I didn't know what to wear. I almost wanted to wear this.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Network. Okay, that's my shirt. This is my shirt I wear every time when I go out to do Boulder. Okay, and screen is for Dr. Danny. I got two of them.
That's so funny.
Anyways.
Well, you've trained so many of our team members over the years, and their presentations for our office, and spoke at Mile High last year. So, and right now, October, we are in National Chiropractic Health Month, so it's a great time for us to connect and talk about TIC.
Nice. Yes, definitely. I'm excited.
So how did chiropractic change your life?
Well, real simple. I wanted to be a pro football player. You can tell all my football stuff here. Went to Toledo, was all-state quarterback. I don't know the quarterback now, but anyways, so – went to Toledo, was playing football, and they moved me to fullback. I was doing pretty good, and really good, I guess. I hate to say it. I get blushy there. But anyways, blew my knee out, and for 4.4 speed to 225, benching 500, I was heading that way, and it just, boom, went. So anyways, going back to whatever God had me do, I'm working, and my hands start going numb, and I'm like, What the heck? And I'm like, I was coaching at the time, football, basketball, junior high, and girls track. And I go, oh, I'll do some ultrasound, do some therapy, and fix it. And my buddy just graduated from Logan. I'll never forget. It was like 1980, 81, probably 80. And he goes, you need adjusted. It's in your neck. I said, oh, you guys are a bunch of quacks. It's not in your neck. It's in my hand. He goes, well, the nerve goes here, down there. I go, whatever. So, and then I was like this. I couldn't hardly turn. So I go up by the Cleveland Clinic, and they do a needle EMG test back then. It was painful. They go, grown man cry. They go, you got a neck problem. I go, what? My buddy just lined me up, said you're structured, Bob. You know, structure determines function. And so I'm like, holy smokes, $900 test. He told me in 9 seconds what was going on. And I didn't want to be cut on, to be quite frank. I thought, oh, let's postpone that. I don't want surgery. I have my buddy crack my neck. So I said, hey, you want to crack my neck? He said, not a crack house, crack hill. I said, well, an adjustment, whatever that is. So about 10 visits into, I go, You know what? This is quackery. How long? He goes, well, it just takes time. It goes, it's a never-ending story. Keep coming. Well, about the 12th visit. Two visits later, I had that miraculous thing. I couldn't move, and all of a sudden, boom. I'm like, okay, you thought I was going to leave. Did you adjust me right for the first time? He goes, no, it takes time. Well, back then, they weren't educating like we are now, and like you educate. And I came up with my stress test because of that. If I would have known three years earlier when I fell off that ladder, and I had a wrench almost fixing the antenna. And that run fractured two vertebrae, five and six. And 3 years later, it made sense once I knew that. That's why I developed all these things to make people realize, wait a minute. This didn't happen. It's been there a long time. But if I say to you, hey, it's been there a long time, it's going to take a long time. That's what. But if I went three years times 365, holy smokes, over 1,000 days? If I would have hit a bad hole three years ago and not my car out of alignment, what do you think my tires would look like? What do you think my disc would look like? See, I talk in common sense. Chris Kev, I rated high with Pat and Chris. I thought this is a... Somebody messed with me. There's no way. There's intelligence in taking the complicated and making it simple.
Right.
You don't have to get all, you know, technology, the parameter opening and da-da-da, you know. You just say, basically, the brain talks to the body. If there's a subluxation, and people are like, yeah, it feels like my body's not talking, my brain's not talking to my body. So make a long story short, I said, do you have anything for me to do? And he goes, we're doing these things called spinal screenings. I go, where? He goes, at the mall. I go, you're checking people's spine. I thought, you know, a guy looking at their spine. He goes, no, you get on the scale, see if they're balanced, and then see these lines line them up, kind of like I was running you up. He goes, so if you're 200 pounds, you should be 100, but if you're not, that's an indication the structure's off. I said, wow, it just light bulb. Outside, I go, if you're out on the outside, You're out on the inside. It was really so simple. I go down there, and they had a marketing person. You know, with a degree, I'm a phys ed major. I'm like, look at that head tilt. Look at that kyphosis, lordosis. Look at that drop foot. I'm looking at people different. I don't know if you've ever done it, but I know you have. Have you ever bought a car you've never had before? You go, oh, my gosh. There's Alexis.
Right.
Now that I bought it, I see.
Yep.
Well, now my mind is shifted. I even got gas. Funny story. I didn't have gas. I got gas. And I said, I'm looking at this guy. I'm checking him out. He's checking me out. I'm getting money for gas. He goes, what's wrong? I said, we have scoliosis. He goes, how'd you know? I said, well, your head's this way, your shoulders this way, and I looked at his belt buckles that way. He goes, yeah, but there's nothing you can do. And this is back in 1980s. You know anything about chiropractic? People out there, listen, people just don't know what we know. And that's all it is. They're not against us, they just don't know what we do. And so that's why I just went home with Monica and said, Monica, I want to be a spinal screener. She goes, what? How much it takes? I don't know. I need to get the message out that people are self-sated and they need chiropractic care. There's a whole misconception back there, if you realize, when you were a younger kid, people were like, no, 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 no. Chiropractic, I said, hey, no, 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 no. Now it's changed totally the other way. Hey, I go to a chiropractor. I've been thinking of going to a chiropractor. My friends go to a chiropractor. Very little are against chiropractic. It's making sense. Why? Because of all the great chiropractors like yourself, our forefathers that have been out there talking. When I was at Mile High, and I don't want to cry, I'm going to get through this quick. When Irene Gold said, I never met you, But I heard you say that my husband told me, I'm glad you were not a chiropractor. Because at the time, my kid was just getting into junior high, and I can't do it because you reach more people with chiropractic by what you've done than any chiropractor will ever in the history of chiropractic. And that's very humbling. I just love what I do and I do what I love. So therefore I quit my job. I worked for these guys. They had four clinics. We opened eight more, so I ran 12 clinics. And then I went on my own to Patrick Temple. And helped develop the symmetry chart on the substation, that's spine chart, that's mine, the feeling poster is mine showing the 10% transverse pain. And I knew that was the direction I was going into. And I realized if I went into football, I probably couldn't be talking right now. I wouldn't know who I am. I wouldn't know anything about chiropractic. Now my kids, my grandkids, it's just impacting our life all the way. I can't, after 35 years, someone said, when are you going to retire? I looked in the Bible, and you know what it said? They go, what? I go, nothing. Okay. I'm going to tell the message as long as I can. I remember Reggie said that. And Oregon, he was going to leave Sunday morning. I'm closing up the program at the association. And I go, you look terrible. He says, I'm dying. But I'm not going to die in my eating chair. I'm going to die telling the message of the power that made me. I just start crying and hugging him. I said, you're my inspiration, Reggie. Go, baby. Gate face.
You know, which just reaffirms something I know about you, which is that chiropractic is a way of life for you. And I know there's something else that's a way of life for you, which is game face. So why is game face, what does it mean, and why is it a way of life?
Well, as you see here, inspire them personally and then professionally. I want people to get their game face on. My game face story is pretty simple. I've told millions, and I'm still blessed with people who wear the game face wristband. You got to have your head in the game and your game face on. When I was playing football, the preacher said one day, I have a problem with you. Make a long story short, the only time he tried to say hi as I'm coming in leading the team, and I'm just like, focused. And I said, I'm so sorry. And then people out there just speak. I mean, just not like people, I said, it's game day. I said, I'm sorry, I have my game face on. He goes, what's game face? I used to grab this helmet here. Okay, as you can see it. Oh, you can't see it much. And I'd grab it and I'd say, Danny, it's game face on. I'd grab your face mask. Game face, focus. And guess what? We won five games. We were second place. Two games that I didn't play. I separated my shoulders. I came back three games later with the tape and throwing the ball. But I said, listen, you got to get your head in the game. So we have five games, we're down within two minutes by like 3.7 points. And I said, let's get the game face on. We go down and we win. It's all about between the ears. So I'm not talking about just profession. At home, if you're not getting hugs, that's why I say personally first. You're not getting hugs, you're getting tugs. You better take care of your home. Because if your home's all messed up, you can't go all positive trying to heal people with all that negativity and strife in your life and those contradictions. Okay? Deal with that. Right? So every day in your home, in your family, get your game face on. Get prepared because you've seen it in football games. People come out, I forget who it was, doesn't matter. At the Super Bowl, they're going to easily kill them and they were losing at halftime. Why? Because mentally they thought we have it. There's no big deal. You see, people always say success is mainly showing up. Yes, that's part of it. But I say show up, being prepared. If you're not prepared, because people say, hey, good luck to you. When I went out speaking before Deepak Chopra, it's kind of funny, Parker, years ago. He goes, I go, good luck. I said, we're preparation and opportunity in me. I'm going to be successful. If I'm prepared every day and I expected, God projected my game face on, and I'm laser focused, things will happen. But if I just exist today and go through it, not with my head in the game, guess what? I'm going to lose. Not only lose, but lose many opportunities. To touch lives and to impact this world. So that's why I then, years down the road, my son said, him and his captain came to say, hey, Dad, What is it about you that you're so successful? I still hold a bunch of records, and I go, well, it's about getting the game face on. So what they did, that first game, Thursday night, Michael said, Dad, the guy is coming. Get Chuck pumped up, but I thought it's the four captains. The whole team start pulling up. All these kids are there, and I go out and look, and I go, they come out like, hi, like, you know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm more excited than them. I go, on the count of three, I want you to say game face. I go, 1, 2, 3, game face, 1, 2, 3, game face, 1, 2, 3, game face. And these, watch the physiology. It went from this to like,
yeah.
It's game day, baby. Doctors, if you ain't preparing yourself, got your game face on, no wonder miracles ain't happening. That's why miracles happen in Danny's practice and Michelle's, because they're into it 100%, my body and soul. You just don't go there and like, hey, yeah, give me a pastrami, I'm right. You know, no, you focus present time consciousness on that person. You get your game face on. It's all important. You will win every time if you get that attitude, that belief, commitment, drive. But people just kind of exist in life and think things are going to happen. Magic happens in the spine, right, Dr. Danny? You're focused and you got your game face on.
And I got to tell you, we've had a lot of, if there's been a year that people needed to keep game face on, it's been 2020, for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 2020 has been quite the distribution of instability into people's lives for people to adapt to and to optimize their situation. What have you seen is important to keep game face going this year?
Okay, it's pretty simple. There are 80-20 rule. 20% of the people still were successful. They're still principle-based. 80% I'm so shocked to see the response on some of these people. Like, what are you doing? You know, that's your true colors coming out. But the thing is, here's the thing, and I'm finding this out big time because I'm doing coaching now, that you are not going to do those things that are tough by yourself. You need someone to push you to do those things so you can have what you want to have. You got to be the person so you can do those things so you can have them. But without a coach like Tony Robbins says, you're only 5% is going to succeed. 95% is going to fail. Just think out there, when the people go to do something tough, they're going to look and say, oh, you know, I better wash the car. I better clean this up. You got to do those tough things. Successful people like you do those things that unsuccessful people are not willing to do. It's simple. So you have your nice your group there that you get pumped up. I'm going to be more involved with that. I have a group. Listen, you got to reach out. You got to have some directions, because what most people do is just ask this person, that person, which are not successful. You need successful people to make you successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I always find that the more I look for help, the better I do. The more I look for people to support me that I look up to, the better I do. When I think I've got it all on my own, I don't do as well. You know, and that might be my team, it might be mentors, it might be my family. But when I realize that it's not just all me, but I have this whole community around me, up, down, below, around me, then I do better. And I think that's one of the values of community and how we're interrelated and interdependent as compared to independent.
Right. Everybody says this one thing. They say, what's the number one thing you need? They go, consistency. I said, do you have any, there's one key that makes that happen. Do you have any accountability? No. Without accountability, you can't have consistency. Not going to happen. And let me tell you, people, I just want to tell you a little side note on this gentleman. I know there's one thing in his life, it's a real simple thing, but I'm not going to mention it, that he knew that, wait, I'm asking my patients to do this, and I'm not doing this. It was a small thing, but when Danny started doing that, guess what? The practice took off. It's about like a year commitment, paying all up front. It's like, wait, if you can't do that in your own personal life, how do you expect the person to do that in your practice? And that's what I'll tell people too, Danny, when they want it. Well, what's this coaching going to do? How are you going to prove it? I go, listen, what do you tell a patient? It is going to take time. You need to commit. And if you don't commit, then it's not going to work. What's your commitment level? And that's why number three is commit. But Dr. Danny walks his talk. If you're not walking your talk, you know, I have no respect for that, but I hope that I can help you change. Right now, I love congruent people and over there he is. Dr. Danny and Rochelle are gems. They're family. I stay there. I'm in my boxers. We have good time with family. And I support him 100%.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And chiropractic, I mean, chiropractic requires you to be all in. I mean, you'll have, if you're not all in, you'll have partially in results, you know?
Yes. Right. Partial results. All in results.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. And you have to be all in to save lives. Change signs, lives, and minds with chiropractic. So, attitude, belief, commitment, and drive. Those are your four. Tell us about that.
Okay, and that equals game phase. Attitude. You got to have a positive attitude. Attitude of gratitude. Your attitude, not your aptitude, gives you your altitude in life. Okay? Your belief. Now, it's not really about much as the belief in chiropractic. Well, which it is, don't get me wrong. But you got to start with the belief in you. If you don't believe in yourself, okay, so here's a simple analogy. Dr. Danny believes 100% in chiropractic, but believes 50% in himself. And what percent tonality and stuff is he addressing that message? 50%. 50%. They don't, a lot of times, they buy the person as much as the message. But if I go, I remember I spoke at the seminary at Life, and I go, I'm here to pump. You feel my energy, feel passion. And then I put the shades on and I said, hit it. It will rock you. That's what I'm talking about. And you know me, you've heard me before. All my belief systems and stuff, Patrick Temple says the best. Sometimes like squirrel, I'm like, you know, ADD. But they said, even though Dave doesn't finish half the sentences, the tone of his voice, you know that he means it. He means it. He owns it. He has a certainty, the compassion, and the conviction. The next one is then we need to have the commitment. All in, baby. All in. Like you said it perfectly. You're all in or you're not. And if you're not all in, don't expect great results. Okay? And the drive is, to me, is someone who continue to – the drive means consistently. I am driving. I'm not driven. Driven means you're driven and you're done. No. Drive every day that keeps me and get my game face on and, you know, spiritual, I armor up in the Lord. I get prepared, baby, mentally, physically, spiritually. Because if I wasn't, if I had my helmet on and I had shoulder pads and all that and I went out to play football, my head would get damaged. If I'm not equipped every day, and we fail to do that. I've seen Danny Knowles at 6 o'clock in the morning working out. He's getting his physical body. He's doing his affirmations.
6 o'clock? It was 5 o'clock today. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. I think it was just because you had to do that run that day for the Boulder. I don't know. But so that's what the drive, what drives you? I'm like, well, I have a great attitude. I believe I can do it. I'm committed. I'm all in. And I have the drive. And that gives me the drive to get my face on. So basically, those were the four things. It's the four pillars. And I'm telling you what, you have those. I've seen kids. Get this. I did a talk about attitude and belief. 3 years ago, my daughter in fourth grade class. In 31 years, right before they took their test at the end of the year, they had the highest scores. They performed the best ever. Why? Because I said, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you're right also. And some of you might say, oh, I've heard that blah, blah, you know, fluff. But I'm telling you what, it works. You know it works. I know it works.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. It's so true, because what happens between the ears has more effect on your outcome than all the external things and whatever's the newest, you know, funnel hacking that you do. You got to hack what's going on between your ears first. You know, here's the thing I want to say. Now, you're known, one of the things that you're known for is spinal screenings. Now, I got to tell you, in today's day and age, today's world, lots of people are going in online. That's all online, online, online. We just did a screening this week, even in COVID. We figured out ways to do it. And I have a friend of mine who has multiple practices in the UK, and I've done lots of training with him. And he said, you know, of all the things he does online, because he's known as an online marketer, he says still the thing that is there happens and makes the most, is the most effective, is spinal screenings. He said we do all kinds of online marketing, but like we can predict the income from spinal screenings and being there face to face with people. What can you say about your experience with that today?
Oh my gosh. people still are doing screens during COVID. Yeah, the first month was crazy because everybody's, you know, but you still get out there and talk to people one-on-one. It's the most effective way. As long as I live, spinal screenings are still going to be the number one thing. What cracks me up about spinal screenings, besides the COVID, is more people like yourself. I heard, Donnie say, oh, my stepson used all your stuff, got out the screenings, built a wonderful practice. And I know guys who do $1 million practices, just great practices. And you'll hear, no one sees the young guy coming out of school, or girl, doesn't see, lady, I mean, sorry, sees this chiropractor, what they did in the beginning. They were out there on the highways and byways, putting up screenings, working every week, at least 3 out of 4 weekends, and it built their practice. It's the most cost-effective way to build relationships. And, hey, by the way, can you come do my company, do this talk, or I have a group? Can you come speak? There's so many connections you can make because you're talking one-on-one. I don't care how old or young you are, one-on-one talking, doing spinal screenings is still effective. And some people are having their best weeks because People think, hey, what? I didn't know the immune system is impacted by chiropractic adjustments. Well, they say if you're healthier, you're less chance of getting COVID. Well, wow, great. So you got to keep planting seeds. And like my rapping goes, some seeds may grow and others may not. But keep planting seeds is what you taught. You win some, you lose some. You can't refuse them because God is a gardener. He will choose them. Don't stop planting the seeds, baby. That's what it is. You don't have a harvest? Well, you don't plant the seed. You can't have a harvest without planting the seed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, what you just said, like people don't see the work before. When we had two practices. We practiced in South Carolina. Now we practice in Colorado. I did outside screens, myself and Rochelle, when we were in South Carolina. We didn't have the substation. I went and bought scales from the local, like, you know, Walmart or whatever it was. And I had people stand on that and felt their spine. And I gave out balloons. And we you know, scheduled and signed up a bunch of people. In Colorado, when we moved here and we opened and saw, knew no one and had nothing, we were at grocery stores every single week doing spinal screenings. My wife was pregnant, and we did it every single week. And it's how we launched our practice, just by meeting people and people wanting to, anywhere we could be, we were, whatever it was. And now we train others to do that. Do we do online stuff? Yes, I do all kinds of online stuff. And people see us at the event, say, oh, know you from online, right? Like they already know you that way, and they trust you, and then those work together. But you have to be, it's the art of being everywhere.
Exactly. People have to hear things six times. First time, like, oh, that's crazy. Second time, that's crazy, but I kind of see it on third time. It's like, I see where you're going. Fourth time, like, let's make a lot more sense. Fifth time, I tell them more. Sixth time, they do it. I was in Nairobi, and on TV talking about chiropractic. Here's a good shirt. Look at this shirt. It says, oops, you can't see it. It says, healthy is the new wealthy.
That's true.
And I said, listen, we're going to do a screening. And we went out to this place, like a spa, golf course thing, and we set up in this tent in Nairobi. You saw many people wanted to get skinny and know about chiropractic in Nairobi. Well,
and I guess what? Right now, where do you think people's minds are? What do they focus on in 2020? Probably more than, even more than politics. They're focused on their own health and well-being, making sure they're healthy. Being healthy is a newer, leveled up as a priority in people's lives. And guess what? They can't spend money elsewhere now. They can't travel. They can't eat out. So what do you think they're going to do? They'll spend money on your health, their health, you know?
Exactly. That the glass is half full, not half empty. You know, you're exactly right. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you and I, that's why, if you don't have this energy now, here, one thing I want to say just came to my mind. If you kind of fell into that trap, forgive yourself. You know, it doesn't matter where you've been. It matters where you go from what you hear. You know, Danny's out there to help. I'm out there, and I'm not here promoting. I'm very blessed. If you want to call me, I'll talk to you. We'll have a conversation. But you know what? I had a guy, we did a talk, Dave Fletcher and I one time, and what blessed my heart, that's why we do, that's why Danny and I do these things, because you're worth it. A guy called me crying and said, I've been out of practice for a year. I heard you, he was just despondent and doing some kind of security thing. He said, you got me charged up, I'm going into practice because of you. Wow. So, hey, and we all need it out there, so if you need help, please call me or Danny or whatever, but... I'm telling you what, the harvest is ready, but we need workers out there. We need laborers out there. And we need to say, hey, here I am. You know, I can turn on the power. You have stress in your life? Yeah, stress, mental, physical, chemical, causes subluxation. You're subluxated, you know? It's like, whoa! Especially now that you're sitting around a lot and not working or the stress and maybe the financial. But like you said, you sit down right now. That's a good point, Dr. Danny. You see how much you're not spending eating out, doing this, that. You're probably saving hundreds of dollars. But guess what? In our country, 80% of the healthcare dollars in each of our insurances is spent in the last 2 years of our life. Why? Because people wait and they get sick. And that's why they call it the golden years. No, I tell you what. You know, you got to be proactive. And I know, somebody goes, you're 67? I'm almost 70, but I'm telling you what, you know, there's a lot of things I've invested years ago. Your decisions today impact your future tomorrow. With the attitude, with having the Lord in my life, and chiropractic care, all those things, you know, it's like crazy that I look at people my age and think, what's going on? And they'll go like, well, you know, whatever. I go, hey, do you take vitamins? You get adjusted? You go to church? No, they don't have any of those things. I'm like, what's going on? But they just don't know. So I want to say love out to all of you that maybe you're struggling. You don't need to struggle. And you're only struggling because, like we used to say in Pat 9, you swamp up to your nose, you forget the plug. You need someone to pull the plug and let, you know, like, take a big breath, breathe, okay?
Yep.
So,
hey, and also before we go, next thing, how do people get in touch with you? I know you have an online group, your website. Tell people how they get more from Dave Major.
Okay, that's very good. We usually forget, you know. I usually forget. So if you go to Inspire the Person, Impact the Profession, that's my group. But if you go to Dave Major Gameface, .com, That is my website. But now my name is M-A-G-E-R. It's not M-A-J-O-R. M-A-G-E-R. In French is Major. I like that. So Dave Major, GameFace.com. Sorry. And then if you want to email me, it's just Gmail. So Dave Major, GameFace@gmail.com. So go there, or you can call me at 330-9-7254. But I love you to join my group, see what I do. I'm posting things on about my stress, the feeling versus function, how to communicate it. I feel that I'm very blessed being one of the good communicators of the scan and the chiropractic and working with staff. You know, I've done that with Dr. Danny. So
let me ask you this. Do you have any communication keys you'd like us to close out with? Communication formulas or keys or something that people can use in their office, you know, come in this week.
Okay. To come in this
coming
week, who?
No, coming in this in this
coming
in this
week. Okay, coming this week. Yes. Number one, I want you to say, hey, Joe, tell me like one sentence why you come here. And you know, because again, we can blab a lot of stuff. And if it's not hitting what they need, and he'll say, well, I could get my back cracked. you know, or whatever. And they might say, well, I'm not a doctor. I'm just in common, layman's term, why do you come here? Okay. And then why should you continue? The second question is, why should you continue to come here? That is the best way to see who your rock stars are, to see where, like, hey, you need a little bit more education. You're not going to say that. You say, well, that's good. Don't always condemn them. That's good, Danny, but boom. Like, for instance, I'll stay focused here. So why do you come here, and why should you continue to come here? All right?
Yep.
Why should other people in your life come into the office here to see us? Well, one of the biggest things is the feeling of responsibility you have. It's like, if you realize you had a problem, 90% of the time you don't know about it, so there's 60% damage. Okay? That's a study. By the time it's 60% damage. So I feel it's a percentage thing. If you have 20% occasional pain, 40% well, it's getting a little more. By the time you really have a serious problem, so do you want to wait like that? So basically, you're going to say three things. Number one, why are you coming here? Why should you keep coming? And then, do you know anybody that should come visit us? And again, when they say, whatever they say, and they'll probably say, well, they don't feel as bad as I do. I know that. It's generally the number one thing. And you say, well, when does somebody come in? When they're really, really sick, or before they get sick? You know? But the thing is, just like this COVID thing of saying they're tested, they're asymptomatic, but they still have the problem. It's like a lot of people don't realize what is, you know, the feeling versus function. If you can drive home this week, it's not how you feel. It's how your body's functioning. That is a huge thing. So number one, you need to know why they're coming, why they should continue to come, and then the feeling versus function. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for chiropractic. I want to thank you, like Reggie said, about how many lives you've impacted. People don't realize the, you know, a very famous person said this, you never know how far reaching something you do say today will affect the lives of millions tomorrow, and you have lived that. So I really want to thank you for the millions of lives that you've impacted. I know through my office alone, you've impacted thousands of lives. So I cannot emphasize enough how wonderful and how helpful Dave Major is to our chiropractic team, and more importantly, to the community that the chiropractic team is serving through. So thank you for that. And thank you for being a speaker at Mile High this past year. And, you know, hey, I got to tell you, people, hook up with Dave Major. Hook up and learn more about him, or should we say Dave Major?
Bonjour. Oui. So I'm sorry I kind of rambled there. I was just like, I'm getting so excited. You have to say something like that. But, again, I think you'll be very, very happy.
Yep. Good. Well, we look forward to, you know, look forward to seeing you. The next time we see you, I'm sure we're going to have you out twice in 2021. I'd recommend other people all do that as well. And help and check him out for his coaching and mentoring. Dave is really just an incredible source of wisdom. And thank you for tuning in to the Mile High Podcast. Remember to hit subscribe so you never miss any Mile High Tick. And most importantly, you join us at Mile High 2021. June, it's coming early this year, okay? Sometimes Christmas is coming early, right? So Mile High is coming early this year.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we got to end with the one, two, three game face, both you and me.
Okay, let's do that.
Ready? One, two, three.
Game face.
There you go. All right.
All right.